The CPR projects are exciting because it's beyond the vision and scope of the individual music artists involved. There's like this unique sense of a kingdom purpose inundating everything about CPR. Really, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Randy George and Gene Kraut, Bill Hamill, all those involved in CPR 1 and 2 for making these projects a success and a ministry tool to both the artist and to the listener. We found out about CPR Volume 2 just in time to get into studio and barely make the submission deadline. The song One True God was like our most complete song at the time, and our guitarist David Wallerman had just moved here from France to join Young Earth, so we were really anxious to get this guy's musical input on disc as soon as possible. We were also very pleased that Randy George offered to play the bass for us just using the internet, so that's just another example of how the CPR community is there for a ministry purpose, and it's just a great thing to have in place. The song One True God is a very relevant song here at a time when there's such a worldwide outpouring of people searching for the truth. But even when you've got like the incredible response to the Passion movie or best-selling books, both fiction and nonfiction, there's still this ever-present secular undercurrent always trying to dissuade people from believing. And most often it's the outcry that Christianity's beliefs are out of touch with today's society, but as scripture says, there's nothing new under the sun. And that's Ecclesiastes 1:9. I was surprised to see the usage of that same verse on the CPR track by the Eric Parker Project. It is like we're on the same page, and I love stuff like that. And I love how they use that passage in their song. That's not a very common or easily understood verse, but it's very powerful. God is the same yesterday, today, and for the future. He's the one true God.